Again, welcome back into the Coffee Hour this morning, and we introduce you now to our next guests here this morning. Mr. Britt Poole and Ms. Anna Harmon are with us, and we're going to tell you about why they're here in just a second. But as a background, Central Midlands Council of Governments was established back in the 1960s, the late 60s, and it was composed of county governments of Newberry, Fairfield, Lexington, and Richland, and the cities and towns that make up those four counties. And the executive director currently is Britt Poole. So, Britt, good morning and welcome in.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
Our pleasure to have you here today. Now, you actually were the previous town manager of Lexington.
Yes, sir. I was in Lexington for the last 20 years, administrator of the town for the last 13.
Yeah, so you probably know Randy Halfacre.
I do know Randy very well.
Yeah, the former mayor, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good. So, but since July, you have come on board as the director of Central Midlands. So talk a little bit about Central Midlands first.
Sure. So we're a regional planning agency, though that doesn't sum it up very well because there's a lot of other things that we're involved with. But basically, we support the four counties that you mentioned, mm-hmm. Newberry being one. Our board is made up of appointees from the counties and cities in the region that we serve. And we do everything from economic development activities to CDBG grant. We actually just concluded a CDBG grant in Newberry to demo some houses, uh-huh. make room for some new construction. And we do a lot on aging, which we're going to talk about today. And we also do workforce, but unfortunately, workforce development, recruiting, helping companies bring people on board. But unfortunately, we don't do that for Newberry County. That's right. The one thing we don't do in Newberry that we do everywhere else, because another council of governments actually serves Newberry County in that right. way.
But as you know, and as we know, too, that workforce development is one of the most important things that we can do right now.
Absolutely. It's a very important program, whether it's getting people jobs or helping companies find the skilled staff that mm-hmm. they need, or training the staff that they have to be able to allow them to possibly go in a different direction. Those right. We do all those things, but like I said, we actually don't do that one thing for Newberry.
Right. Now, one of the departments, as you just mentioned, Central Midlands Area Agency on Aging, and that's why Anna is here to talk a little bit this morning about that as well. And this serves seniors, Anna, so these are anybody, of course, I fit into that category well for sure, but anybody over 60, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Anyone over the age of 60, the Area Agency on Aging, we coordinate and address the needs of seniors. And at this particular time, we are also having some projects that we wanted to share with you.
Right. So if you're a senior, and a lot of you are that are out there, I know, listen up, because Anna's going to tell you about some of the services that this part of the agency provides.
Yes, please listen up. The Area Agency on Aging, currently we have some special projects that we want to share with our seniors 60 and over. So let me now say our phone number is 803-376-5390. And if you are interested in any of the special projects that I am about to share with you, call that number and ask for the information and referral specialist. We will be glad to talk with you, arrange for an assessment to be completed, and determine whether or not we can help you if you are in need of any of these services. So let me share the services with you.
All right. And by the way, there are no one of the things that I know from the background I saw, there's no income limit for people filing for this either.
No income limit. You're correct.
Okay.
Dental services, reimbursement up to $2,000 per year. Medication reimbursement up to $800 per year. Hearing aids reimbursement up to $3,000 per year. Right now we have some funding for wheelchair ramps as well, and portable heating and air units. So we want to make sure that our seniors know about these projects. Give us a call. We want to help, and we want to make sure that we get anyone who wants to be assessed, mm-hmm. and we can get these services to you, okay? Get them addressed.
And part of this, correct me if I'm wrong, is part of the American Rescue Plan money. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, so again, dental services, including reimbursements up to $2,000 a year, medication reimbursement up to $800 a year, hearing aid reimbursement up to $3,000 a year. There are those who may need wheelchair ramps. You can help with that. And portable heating and AC units. So those are just some of the things that they can help you with, not to mention, as I just said, also the fact that there's no income limit. But I know, too, that don't you do some homebound services as well?
Are you talking about personal care home?
Yes.
Yes, we do. And we would have to also arrange an assessment to be done as well for those services.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Personal Care and Homemaker Services.
Okay.
We'd be glad to talk with any senior who's interested in having personal care in their home and homemaker services in their home. And we can talk with them about that, get the assessment done, and hopefully arrange to schedule the services.
Right. Well, if you look at the population of many of the counties we talked about, certainly Newberry being one of those, the average age, the elderly is a high portion, if you will, or a great portion of the citizenry. So this is something that could affect a lot of folks here in Newberry County and the other counties we mentioned.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if I could add on, I want to talk a little bit about the respite services that we offer as well. So the point of most of these programs is to keep seniors in their homes so that they don't have to go to skilled nursing or possibly to the hospital. And we know that a lot of that falls back on family members who then care for those seniors in those circumstances. And we offer a program that's called the respite program, where we give vouchers to those family members so that they can take some time off and have their loved one cared for. That's also is something that would need an assessment done as well. But any of those services that have been discussed, if you call that number that was mentioned, we can look into that and see if you're eligible for those.
Yeah, and that's another important part too. There's not a person in the world that doesn't want to stay at home if they possibly can.
Yes, sir.
I've never met anybody that says I don't want to stay here anymore.
Yes.
So that's a good point. Now, when I think of Central Midlands Council of Governments, I never thought about these kinds of services, but that's why you're here today, because these are relatively new, I guess, and that's why you're trying to get the word out.
The special projects are new, so the dental services and on that, those are brand new. They were just rolled out about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other services we've been offering for a long time.
Right.
One of my goals is to for the organization is to make it a little more well known, so that people will take advantage of these services, because they're here to use. Yet a lot of people aren't aware that we exist and aren't aware that the services are available to them, so they're not being taken advantage of at the rate that we feel our population should be taking advantage of them. We represent about 860,000 souls in those four counties, and as you said, a large percentage of those are in that category of above 60.
Absolutely. On the previous interview that I did with the folks that were here from the library, they mentioned Foster Sin. The mayor hooked them up, and he sort of hooked us up too, so I want to give a shout out to the mayor here, because he serves on that council.
Yes, he does. As a matter of fact, he for the last 2 years up until the end of June, he was the chair of the committee. And not only him, but we have Vina Abrams mm-hmm. from Newberry County. Mm-hmm. We have Walt McLeod and Nick Sheely are all members of the board, which is made up of appointees, some elected and some non-appointees of all the counties. So we really want to put a shout out there for all of our board members in Newberry, because without them we couldn't do the work that we do.
Right. Well, it's a very interesting side of the ledger, if you will, the Central Midlands Area Agency on Aging, serving seniors 60 and older. By the way, Anna mentioned the number a few minutes ago. I'll repeat that. It's 803-376-5390. 803-376-5390 if you want to call for more information. Did I get that right?
You got that right, yes.
All right, very good. I saw we're getting another area code here in South Carolina, so I guess we're going to have to start giving the area code for everybody. I think it was in the upstate, somewhere around Spartanburg and Greenville. But anyway, 803-376-5390. Anna, anything else about the program that you wanted to mention that we haven't covered?
Yes. Britt mentioned that we have a family caregiver support program.
Mm-hmm.
helping those who are caring for their loved ones at home. In that particular program, we also have seniors raising children. So if there's someone who's raising grandchildren or raising children responsible for raising those children, the Senior Raising Children Program, we can also help with school-related costs or after-school care.
Okay.
So we urge, you know, callers who are listening to also call us and talk about that as well.
Yeah. So if you're a senior citizen 60 or over and you're looking for some kind of a service, this may be the place for you, because everything you've mentioned so far is something that I can't imagine a senior of some not needing in one fashion or another.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and we also offer Medicare counseling, unbiased Medicare counseling. Mm-hmm. We also have a long-term care ombudsman program. The ombudsman, they're advocates. They look out for our seniors and long-term care facilities.
Right.
So if you have someone that has a concern about their loved one in a long-term care facility, nursing home, assisted living facility, you can give us a call in the ombudsman program. They also address issues like abuse, neglect, and exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be glad to talk with anyone who may have a concern related to abuse concerns in nursing homes. Okay.
Additionally, we have a volunteer ombudsman program where we provide training.
Wow.
So say, for instance, if you do have a loved one in a nursing facility and you are there on a regular basis, that might be something that one of the citizens could get involved with to be able to help be our eyes in those programs and make sure that everybody's being cared for as they should be.
Right. And Annie, you mentioned Medicare. It's that time of year, apparently, because I was watching a program the other day, and I decided that maybe the reason I'm watching is because I'm an old person, because all I saw was back-to-back-to-back Medicare commercials.
Yes, sir. So, it's open enrollment. So I really urge, we have really good Medicare counselors at the office. They're well trained.
Right.
We try not to answer questions for them because we're not trained, but they have the knowledge and they can help compare plans.
Mm-hmm.
So I would really like anyone who has concerns about plans to give us a call
right.
at that number.
Right. And again, this is you're not giving the advice, but you're putting them in touch with people who can.
Yes.
Yeah.
All yes.
Right. Very good. All right, once again, that number, 803-376-5390, 803-376-5390. We'll repeat the number again before we leave. Back to you, Brent. Anything else you wanted to mention about Central Midlands Council of Governments or the Services on Aging?
Yes, sir. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say that one of our partners is the Newberry Council on
mm-hmm.
Aging.
Mm-hmm.
We provide a good bit of funding for them to provide Meals on Wheels services
right.
and services like along those lines. And so they're doing very important boots on the ground work here in Newberry, and just want to tip our hat to them. And give them a mention.
And you know, that is something that we sometimes, one of those forest can't see the forest for the trees kind of things, because this Newberry County Council on Aging has been around for a long time. I'm happy to say that I think Newberry County was in the forefront of establishing an organization like that, and they've just been doing great work over these many, many years.
Yes, yeah, that is very true. And we, as I said, we partner with them. So if you call that number and get an assessment done and Meals on Wheels or some sort of food service is called for, we can provide that information to them and help get you set up on that as well. Of course, you can call them directly, too,
right.
for if that's all you're interested
exactly.
in.
Exactly. All right, very good. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, sir. I really appreciate you having us here and helping raising our profile in Newberry County so we can get some of these services to the people that need it, which is what our goal is.
All right. Very good. Anna, last words from you.
Thank you for having us. I really appreciate it.
It is our pleasure, and we will continue to remind folks about your services. And once again, I'm going to give that number one more time, 803-376-5390, 376-5390, and again, the area code is 803. So once again, Britt Poole, Anna Harmon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. All right, stay tuned. More of the Coffee